Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mary Kay Cabot's joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, hold on while Andy travels down memory lane, will you?
It's okay. So anyway, so Pedro says, who is Kaleem Garcia? Okay, that's the end of the story. Thanks.
Oh, well, that wasn't so bad, Mary Kay.
I told you.
We're all traveling down memory lane a lot these days, I think, you guys.
I think we are, too. I think that's, unfortunately, we're not making any new memories. We're just reliving the old ones right now, unless you're the Browns. Before we get to some draft stuff, Christian McCaffrey gets this huge contract extension, looking like he'll be the highest paid running back in the NFL, $16 million a year. Phenomenal talent, Mary Kay, does a lot of things. They're going to feature him like crazy. It immediately made Andy and me think about Nick Chubb. Man, as much as I like him, I don't think I can pay him that kind of money. Can you pay him that kind of money?
Well, you know, they'll have to see what the money situation, what the cap situation is like after this season when he's eligible, you know, for all of that and when it would be time to think about paying him. So it's a lot of money. And my gut instinct is that in the world of analytics that the Browns are in right now, that running back would not be a position that you would want to commit $16 million a year to. That's just kind of my first instinct about it. But there are always, of course, extenuating circumstances. It depends on your cap situation at the time. It depends on how much that player is impacting your wins and losses, what kinds of other things that he's doing, character, all those kinds of things. So I wouldn't just, you know, reject it out of hand that they'll pay him top dollar, but I also think they'll think long and hard about it.
Yeah, I wonder what the Browns thought when they saw the report come out yesterday. If you're sitting there, Andrew Berry, you're like, huh, or you're like, ugh. I wonder what his reaction was to paying $16 million a year to a running back.
Well, you know, he's also a receiver. He's more of a hybrid type of player. He had 2,500 yards rushing and 2,500 yards receiving in his first three seasons, the only player ever to be able to do that. So this is a different type of situation. You can't just pay him like a running back. So, I think each situation will be dealt with individually. I don't know that they'd be willing to do $16 million for mostly a pure running back.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And make sure you're reading everything that she's writing as we're leading up to the draft next week, because she's been all over it and doing a great job. The Kareem Hunt situation makes me wonder how that factors in with Nick Chubb, Mary Kay. If Kareem comes out and plays really well next year, they're going to have to pay him too. I have no feel for how that's going to balance out. Do you think Kareem could be worth a major investment by the Browns or another team? Or do you think he's just kind of a guy who's here for now until his contract's up?
Well, I think a lot is riding on this year. I think Kareem needs to demonstrate, and he has been told this in no uncertain terms by the Browns, he needs to demonstrate that he can be the person and the human being that they need him to be off the field. He needs to be doing all the right things. He needs to be working a program, whatever that is, to stay on the straight and narrow of life. And as long as he can do those things, then they'll see if he can get back to what he was as a rookie on the football field and as in his second year as well, before he got suspended, basically. yeah, I think that this is a very big year for him to show what he can do, again, not only in the running game, but in the passing game, because Kareem is you know, more along the lines of a hybrid running back who can do a lot of things for you.
Mary Kay, going back to last week with Andrew Berry and him saying a tackle is a tackle, when he said that, what do you believe that to mean, and how does that affect the guys that they might be looking at in the draft?
All that means to me is that they basically grade left and right tackle almost equally. Right tackle might just be right behind left tackle, but those two positions are vitally important to them. And I think we all know that somehow they're going to end up with a good left tackle and a good right tackle this season, however they go about that. So basically that's what that meant to me, whether they end up having to move Jack Conklin over to left tackle for a while they get that right, or if they go with one at number 10 and they plug them right in, or they trade for Trent Williams. No matter how they achieve it, they will have two really good players at those positions.
Mary Kay, we kicked the Jack Conklin idea around yesterday. Andy and I both thought, you signed him to be a right tackle, fine. But if you drafted Wills or Wirfs, who have played mainly right tackle in college, and you really think they're phenomenal on that side, I wonder which guy you'd move. Would you move the right tackle who played left tackle in college, or would you move the guy who's always been a right tackle over to the left side? I think that's the only way Conklin gets moved, is if one of those two guys is your draft choice. No?
Well, they have some options. The hard part will be is that, you know, we don't know if they're going to be able to be on the field all that much to determine who would be the best left tackle for this year and who would be the best right tackle. That's going to be the hard part. Now, if you draft a guy like an Andrew Thomas and he has started his last 2 years and basically kind of dominated in the SEC at left tackle, you can reasonably be sure you can plug him in over there on the left side and he should be fine. You can leave Jack where he is. If you take one that hasn't played much left tackle and you don't have much training camp and you don't have really a whole lot of time to figure it out, then you might want to go another route. So I think some of it will be determined by when they can get on the field.
Mary Kay, can you describe a path to me where the Browns don't take a left tackle with that number 10 pick, if they stay at 10?
Yes, I can. I mean, if the ones that they really like are gone by number 10, you know, I could see them doing a number of things at number 10. That could mean that they trade down a little bit and end up maybe later with an Ezra Cleveland or something like that later in the first round. If Isaiah Simmons is still available to them, or if they can, you know, maybe even trade up a notch or two and get him, maybe something like that happens. If they trade for a Trent Williams, if some of the guys they really like are gone, that's another avenue. So they do have some options, and I think Andrew Berry made it very clear on Friday with us that, hey, you know what, don't lock me in to taking the left tackle of the future at number 10 overall.
I heard that, Mary Kay, and I thought, all right, it's interesting that he's saying that. Is he throwing out smoke for other teams in the draft? Is he trying to, you know, prime the trade market a little bit? But in checking some things out, you know, you can build a team any different way you want. And we're going to get into this a little later on in the show. But if you build a primo defense, chances are you're going to be pretty good. And even though they've signed some players to one-year contracts on the defense and a couple multi-year deals, but mainly short-term investments in the free agent market on the defensive side of the ball, I still think that defense needs some significant upgrading. Can they do that in this draft? If they take a left tackle at 10, do you think there's enough talent on the board that they can find guys to come in and really give that thing an upgrade, or do you think it's okay moving into next season the way it is?
No, I think they need to add some talent on defense, and I think they will do that. And, you know, picks in the second round and two in the third round, you have an opportunity to get some starters there. So I think if they could come away with one, you know, at least one starter on defense in the second or third round in the event they go left tackle at number 10, you know, then I think that would be really good. And then they filled in a lot of holes in free agency. But I think you want to come away with at least one really good kind of game-changing starter out of this draft, and hopefully more. And then, you know, you've got some other options too. I mean, there are still some players out there that are available in trades.
Mary Kay, you brought it up yesterday. I think you were the first one to have it. The Browns will announce their new uniforms tomorrow. Your thoughts on that, and what should Browns fans be expect? Should they hold on to their seat or just be ready for just regular, let's go back to what they were?
Yeah, I think they're turning back the clock a little bit. I think that that's been pretty evident in the hype videos that they've rolled out. I think they, you know, designed these uniforms with fans in mind. Most fans did not really like the last version of the uniforms. And I think, you know, I've talked to Dee Haslam about this on three different occasions, not one-on-one, but I mean at the owners' meetings and in a press conference last summer. And she's made it perfectly clear that, you know, that they are going to be very, they're going to think a lot about the tradition and the history of the Cleveland Browns and how people really like things to be simple, nothing fancy, and she's pretty sure they're going to love them.
Man, I hope they just don't roll something out like they had in the past, Mary Kay. Nothing wrong with the past. You and I have been in agreement. We didn't mind the new uniforms. Something a little different, something a little catchy. I wouldn't mind a complete reconfiguration of what it is they've done. I wouldn't mind that at all because I haven't seen our team have success in these uniforms in a real, real long time. One thing we did mention yesterday, your thought, we'd love to see the elf somewhere in the uniform. Let's go ahead and kind of make it an unofficial logo because most fans around the NFL look at the elf and they think, what the heck is that? Well, if you put it on the uniform, maybe on the sleeve or something like that, maybe it becomes something that's a little more marketable.
I would be totally against that.
Mary Kay, why? You don't like the
I don't
elf?
Want the elf.
Come on.
I don't. No.
Mary Kay.
I wouldn't want the elf anywhere near the uniform.
Oh, you're killing me, Mary Kay.
Put them on T-shirts, market it, do fun things with it in other ways. But I do not think that elf belongs on a uniform. I'm sorry.
Come on, put him on a sleeve. Give the elf his due.
We are not in agreement on that.
Oh, wow. Man. See, you and I didn't mind the Browns on the pants. We didn't mind much of anything. And now the elf has torn us apart.
Yeah, I can't go there. No, that just wouldn't do it for me.
Really?
He belongs in a lot of other places, but not anywhere on the uniform.
Wow.
Mary Kay. Do you just dislike the elf, or is it a personal thing between you
what
and the
elf? What'd the elf ever do to you, Mary Kay?
Yes.
I usually don't have really strong opinions about the uniform. I'm not really all that into it. I want them to look good, but this is one thing that I would not like that at all.
Wow. Man, you're killing me, Mary Kay. Oh, well. All right, that was my big thing for the uniforms. Go ahead and go old school, but maybe give it a new touch with the elf, and you can take it into a new marketing area. But that's okay. So, all right, let's take the elf out of the equation. Are you doing anything other than turning back the clock on these? Anything new, fancy you'd like to see? I wouldn't mind seeing some, like, you know how some of the teams have different, like, stripes around the shoulder pads and that type of stuff? Maybe you do something different, or do you think they're just going to go old school all the way?
You know, I've said this all along. I do think that you need to cater a little bit to the younger fan, that generation, that lost generation of the millennials on down that have never really experienced winning. I think they like some brighter things, some more modern things. So I hope that there is something in there for them, too. I don't think that we need to just try to cater to just all the tradition from yesteryear. I think it would be great to kind of look forward as well.
Mary Kay, just one quick other thing. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Browns are going to do the draft. I don't know if you saw ESPN had a thing with Dimitroff, and he was kind of showing them his setup for the draft as far as being at home and being able to cover the draft from his perspective. I'm just curious. I wonder from a media perspective, we're so used to being able to walk into a room and have a general manager come down. Is this all going to be teleconference on draft night, or how does the draft get covered from your perspective?
We'll have. I'm not sure if we're going to do Zoom calls. We probably will do some Zoom. Maybe they'll throw the draft picks up on a Zoom conference with us, and I'm sure. We probably will do, have an Andrew Berry Zoom or Teams or whatever they're going to do. But we'll do it just the same way everybody else is doing it, and somehow, one way or another, we will all get this accomplished.
So you'll have your own. You'll be at home during the draft.
Yes, I will be home in my home office, which still has some teddy bears and bubbles hanging from the ceiling, because this used to be the nursery for all three of my children. And so I'm reminded every day here, of them when they were babies. So, yeah, it's a unique situation. I don't do a lot of Zoom from in here because of my little blue and white striped background and all that.
I'm doing
baby
the radio
room
show
to Mary Kay's
what is now
room.
The sewing room. And it used to be a classroom. My wife homeschooled our kids for a while. And before that, it used to be the nursery. So this has been the all-purpose room in our house. I'm feeling your situation completely.
Yeah, it's cute. It wouldn't, I just don't think it would fly, when I'm doing some of the national shows and things like that.
Yeah.
But I have thought about kind of like putting a little photo out there of what I'm really working in every single day.
Nice. Mary Kay,
I'm in the
you.
Room that my kids are scared of, just so you know, in the basement. They hate coming out of the basement.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. You've been doing great work on the draft. Look forward to reading more as we close in on it next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All righty, Mary Kay Cabot, Elf Hater, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How can you hate the Elf, man?
Man, can you imagine the commentary she's going to have on Thursday if they come out with a helmet with the Elf on it?
My
golly. Boy.
Slap that Elf right up there on that helmet. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.